I was good to visit with our friend, Kentucky FFA Executive Director, Secretary Matt Colliff, and Matt, of course, you know, we love celebrating Kentucky FFA all year long, but this is a special week for us. FFA Week is always a special week, and it runs, kicks off on February the 20th. Tell us about FFA Week this year across Kentucky.
Yeah, FFA Week's always celebrated the week of George Washington's birthday, so it technically starts on Saturday and runs to Saturday. So we've got chapters celebrating in all kinds of ways, just working to promote FFA in their local communities. Lots of mayors and county judges will be signing FFA Week proclamations this week. Governor Beshear is set to sign an FFA Week proclamation on the 22nd next week. And then on top of that, lots of local events, everything from membership recruitment events to recreation events, community service projects, just lots and lots of things to promote FFA in local communities and celebrate FFA and FFA members.
You mentioned the community service projects. I think it's wonderful, and you see that all across the state, Matt. A lot of our FFA chapters, they love to give back as part of FFA Week, and that's just a really great service back to the community, isn't it?
They do. They do. One of the things, you know, that we want to make sure we do is teach citizenship to our students. And so one way we can do that is by promoting community service. FFA members do literally tens of thousands of hours of community service each year. But several of our chapters, you know, make a special effort to do that during FFA Week to give back to their communities and make that part of their celebration. So we're glad we're able to do that and hope that makes a difference in local communities through those events.
What's the scope of FFA? How big is FFA across Kentucky, Matt?
So FFA, currently we have chapters in 116 counties. Last year we set an all-time membership record of over 20,400 members, and we have about 170, I think as of this morning, it's 176 chapters across the state of Kentucky. So in middle schools and high schools. So FFA is doing well and is growing right now, which is exciting to be part of.
That's pretty awesome to have that many chapters. And, of course, just a lot of FFA members out there doing a variety of projects. FFA really has expanded over the years too, Matt. And it's not just folks from the farm, but agribusiness and so much more anymore, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about there being over 300 careers in the agriculture industry. And as we talk to employers across the state, you know, all of those folks, whether they're in, you know, the chemical business or lending or production agriculture, all those folks are looking for workers and employees. And so we're part of our mission is to create the next generation of leaders, but also the next generation of workers to fill those roles in the ag industry and make sure that our industry is strong moving on into the future.
You know, you have a great teachers across the state of Kentucky. A new generation of teachers really coming on and teaching agriculture and just really inspiring the FFA members to lead in different ways across their chapter, aren't they?
We do. We have some wonderful teachers, over 300 agriculture teachers across the state. And, you know, we have all age ranges, lots of young teachers. We have some experienced teachers and everything in between. But, you know, those local teachers are really the key to the success of a local program, what they do in the classroom and outside the classroom is really the difference maker for those students and for that community. And it's really neat, Alan, to look at, you know, some communities in the state that have strong agriculture communities, and you look back in, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, oftentimes those programs, those counties have good agriculture because they've had good agriculture teachers. And That's pretty special to see, and so definitely want to thank and recognize our FFA advisors this week for the work that they do to make all that possible.
Matt, you guys have a great FFA officer team this year, too. They're doing some great things and really leading our FFA chapters and our student members across the state of Kentucky, especially during FFA week, but all year long, too.
We do. We have 12 state officers from each of our regions. And they are going to be keeping the roads hot during FFA week, going to various chapter regional events and state events. But they do a great job leading FFA and helping, you know, be the voice of members. We are a student-led organization, and So those state officers really play a big role in helping us, you know, keep FFA focused on students and keep us in tune to what students need and want. And so they do a super good job on that front. And we're proud of them and excited for them to have the opportunities to get out and see different things, different people, and have great experiences this week.
And, Matt, of course, you know, it's contest season again. A lot of our FFA chapters and regions are beginning to hold their contests for that they'll get ready to actually hope for a chance to come to the state convention in June. So it's an important time for them as well.
That's right. It's a crazy time. I talked to one teacher yesterday, and, you know, we said we go from FFA week right into contest season. But we'll be having regional contests starting real early in March and going through the month of March in our speaking areas and paperwork contests and also things like parliamentary procedure. And as you said, they're vying for a chance to represent their chapter and their region at the state convention in June. So it's exciting times. Those regional events take a ton of work to get ready for, and then a ton of volunteers to serve as judges and room hosts and timekeepers and all those sorts of things. And so we're really thankful for all those volunteers that do that. And then our universities that host some of those events, we're thankful and appreciative to them for hosting those for us.